Becca Mancari in the studio. Welcome back, Becca. How you been?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm spoiled rotten.
Yeah.
And just having fun. Just got to hang out with Judah and the Lion. Been giving away all kinds of concert tickets. Also found out I've got tickets to Ray LaMontagne.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's a pretty big deal. Don't need a ticket, though, to see you tomorrow. That's kind of convenient, right?
Free show, 3 o'clock.
And you're going to have an awesome band out there.
Yeah, I got Juan Solorzano on guitar. He's the best guitar player, I think, in town.
What?
Fighting words for all you guitar players out there.
Wow, how'd you get him?
Oh, man, I've been friends with Juan for a really long time, so
all
he's
right.
played on all my records.
Okay.
He's amazing, yeah.
All right, who else is going to be on stage with you?
Nathan Wallman on drums and Duncan Shea on the bass, just a 4-piece going strong.
Excellent. Well, this is a spring kickoff of Musicians Corner. They're doing it tonight, 5 to 9 p.m. The Watson Twins are out there. They came by this morning.
Yeah.
They're so talented.
They're so good.
They're so much fun.
Yeah.
And a couple of the guys from My Morning Jacket, I believe, are going to be part of their band
cool.
this evening. Angel Snow, Don Gallardo, and Lily Winwood. That's Steve Winwood's daughter.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Lauren Farah, yeah. Daphne Michelle. That's the 5 to 9 set up there. Saturday, your buddy Langhorne Slim mm-hmm. and the Law headlining tomorrow night. It's literal. You guys are friends, right?
Yeah, we're actually friends, yeah.
I can kind of tell on the social media.
Yeah.
I was like, I think they actually
we got love for each other.
Really are friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jason Eskridge, Katie Kirby, the Catawicks on the Lightning 100 acoustic stage, Allie Warren, Josh O'Keefe, Becca, neighbor, different Becca,
mm-hmm.
and Jordy Searcy. It's noon to 6 p.m. tomorrow, Centennial Park. And we are excited that Becca Mancari taking the stage 3:15 tomorrow afternoon. Looking forward to catching up with you. So you're a one woman show right now. Doing this all. You got this cool amp you brought
got
in.
This old amp, yeah.
I love it.
Thanks. Yeah, this is new for me. So I know Dan, you've been so gracious to play "Summertime Mama" and "Long Way Down," and so I have a brand new record I worked on with Zach Farrow from Paramore and Half Noise.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, and
we've been playing Half Noise.
Oh, awesome.
I really like that.
So good. Yeah,
yeah,
Zach produced that record himself. And he just did mine with me. And yeah, we went a different direction a little bit, but it's so centered in personal stories, which is what my songwriting is about. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. So is this one of the songs from
this
that?
This is one of the brand new songs. It's called First Time. It's a pretty personal one, but I think you'll get the gist as I play it.
Awesome. Cool. This is Nashville's own Becca Mancari live on Lightning 100.
With my sister's old cigarettes, with your hands hanging to your side and my face to your chest. They say the heart grows stronger, but man, it's hard to get back on track. I remember the first time I tried to tell you the truth on a Sunday drive with my heart stuck in my chest. Would the God you love take that love so easily back? They say the heart grows stronger, but man, it's hard to get back on track. They say the heart grows stronger, but man, it's hard to get back on track. You ain't out.
Lightning 100, Beck and Mancari live here in studio. It is tomorrow, 3:15. You can catch her out at Centennial Park, part of the spring kickoff of Musicians Corner. It's going down tonight with the Watson Twins, Angel Snow, Don Gallardo and Lily Winwood, Lauren Farah and Daphne Michelle, 5 to 9 p.m. Saturday. It's from noon to 6. And they got Langhorne Slim in the Law, Becca Mancari, Jason Eskridge, Katie Kirby, the Catawicks on the Lightning 100 acoustic stage. It'll be Allie Warren, Josh O'Keefe, Becca Neighbor, and Jordy Searcy. You can get info over at musicianscornernashville.com. It's free. It's all ages. You can come out there hungry, thirsty. They got the MC Pub. They got food trucks. They got Kidsville, local artisans, and it's just a great thing. When was the last time you played out at Musicians Corner?
I actually got called in last year. I wasn't supposed to play because I played Pride instead, and just with the time frame. So, I got called in last minute, and Jim Lauderdale and I filled in, and it was great. I just did acoustic, and usually I hate doing that, but it was great. And every time I go, it's a special thing that happens in Nashville. I think it gets people out, and, you know, there's a lot less pressure, and it just feels good to play there.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I love getting out there. Yeah. It's geared for everyone.
Yeah, it is.
Whoever you are, you can enjoy yourself out at Musicians Corner, and I think it's really important for us to be supporting these events where it's free to get in, mm-hmm. Just like Live on the Green and just like Musicians Corner, where when folks want to bring their kids or their young people, there's no wall, there's no financial wall to keep them from getting to see it. And seeing you play on stage, there might be, you know, some little girl out and that says, I want to do that. Seriously though, or you know maybe someone's gonna be up there and they're gonna be playing a fiddle along with someone, and they're like, I want to learn how to play the fiddle. So
it's the best part of having an all ages show, because usually I am in clubs playing, you know, rock shows, and it's funny because I always joke about playing like these like daytime shows where I feel like I have like pretty there's like some darker tones, but it's fun to just like say, hey, like this is what's going on, and you're gonna still hopefully enjoy it.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I saw you actually, you posted a pic of the lineup for this Friday and Saturday on your social media. Where is that? It's like a big billboard.
Yeah, it's the Nashville sign. So down on, is it Broadway or is it, what is it off of? It's I think it's off of Broadway.
Okay.
If you go farther down into like West End maybe.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you just played a brand new song, and you said you worked with Zach Farrow.
Zach Farrow,
From Paramore and Half Noise on that one. So there's another artist in town, Josh Farrow.
Oh, yeah.
Who said, like, people always think that he's in the band
he's
Paramore.
He's one of the Farrows.
Right?
No, he's not at all. he gets that a lot, I know.
I love that new tune you just did. So, and I guess have you been doing a lot of writing lately?
Yeah, so I have been just working so hard. We're really close to this finishing this record. I think I have a few more songs left to put on it, but this year so much has changed. My management changed. I got engaged. So
congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So a lot of big life changes. So this record I think is the closest to my personhood. Like it's very personal to me, and the rhythm is so amazing because Zach is just an incredible drummer. So. Yeah, I'm excited to show it to people. It's been good.
I saw you're doing some touring. I saw a photo with Natalie Press.
Natalie Press, the best.
Awesome.
Amazing.
I think as she moved back to Nashville.
Yes, yes. Eric Slick and her moved here. And we just talk about an artist to artist. I've never been more nervous opening up for another artist.
Really?
Oh, in my career. It didn't matter the biggest names. Like, she's just amazing. Everything that she touches, down to who she selects for her band, they're exceptional.
Yeah, we're big fans of Natalie Press. Cool. She came in one time, told a fun story. We were playing a song, it was from her previous record.
Yeah.
And she was going to MTSU, and anyone who's ever had to drive to Murfreesboro knows from Nashville, it's not a fun,
horrible
drive.
Yeah.
I think it gets
the
worse.
The traffic is insane.
Every single day on 24. But she wrote the song on that commute going back and forth that we were playing.
Do you remember what song
on the radio? Bird of Prey.
Bird of Prey. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's
That's funny.
Something you can mention to her next time.
I will.
You're hanging out.
We hang.
Got Beck and Mancari hanging out with us here in the Lightning 100 studio, and of course, Musicians Corner. They had you put a song on a benefit, the yeah. Season's Greetings from Nashville.
Exactly.
I thought that was really great, and that's of course that's out there. I know it's kind of a weird time of year to think about Christmas music, but
it's funny because Juan actually produced it and played on it, and it was the least Christmassy sounding song I've ever heard. And that's probably because both of us were on it. But
I think that Lightning 100 plays the least Christmassy sounding Christmas music
then
every
perfect.
Year. So that's kind of our thing.
Then play that song.
It's yeah, perfect. Yeah. Joy to the World,
Joy
right?
Joy to the World, yeah.
And of course, where they do Musicians Corners out at Centennial Park, and I was wondering, have you ever had a chance to take a tour inside of the Parthenon?
No.
We got to get you in
there. I know.
There.
Please, give me a free pass.
Right?
I want to see the statue.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Athena,
right.
And it's massive.
Okay.
And the doors, everything's to size.
Okay.
It's so cool.
Cool.
They actually shot a scene there. I don't know. Do you remember Percy Jackson, the Lightning Thief? They shot a scene there in our Parthenon
okay.
for that movie.
Cool.
2010. It's been
okay.
a few minutes. All right. Don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
My feelings aren't hurt.
I'm so sorry. I'm not sure if I remember that. I was smoking too many cigarettes and drinking whiskey. All right.
That's
anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, Becca Mancari is here. We're excited. Saturday afternoon, 3:15 p.m. She's going to be out at Musician's Corner. And you want to do another song while
yeah,
you're here?
Yeah, I would love to. This is a new song. It's called Annie. And I wrote it right after the 2016 election. So here we go.
Thank you.
Lightning 100, Becca Man Carey live here in studio. I cannot wait to hear you with the full band tomorrow.
Thank you.
Centennial Park, Saturday, 3:15 is when Becca is taking the stage, part of Musician's Corner. Do you have a time? Do you have a timeline yet for the new music? It'll be
2020 probably, okay. Unfortunately. Yeah, but maybe sooner. We'll see.
I totally get it. When you're behind the scenes, you realize how long artists have to wait all the time to actually get their music out.
It's
there.
It's insane, especially with the label stuff. But it's all positive, Dan, and I'm very excited for you to hear all of it.
Well, good. Well, we're cheering you on,
and we're
going to go see you tomorrow. Tonight, Musician's Corner kicks off their spring series. Watson Twins, Angel Snow, Don Gallardo and Lily Winwood, Lauren Farron, Daphne Michelle. It is Saturday afternoon, noon to 6. You can catch Langhorne Slim and the Law, Becca Man Carey, Jason Eskridge, Katie Kirby, the Catawicks on the Lightning 100 acoustic stage, Allie Warren, Josh O'Keefe, Becca Neighbor, and Jordy Searcy. It's a lot of acts to mention.
You
there.
You did good.
Right? Okay, good. Woo! It's free, so come on out. Bring the family. Have a great hang out there. If you're 21 or over, enjoy the MC Pub. Come hungry. Hit the food trucks. Buy something. It's Mother's Day weekend. You can buy a nice gift. They've got independent local artisans out there selling their handmade goods. And we hope to see you. MusiciansCornerNashville.com.